This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How about you, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm very much looking forward to this conversation. Let's jump right in. We're joined this morning by Bill Piarchi. He's a Senior Vice President of School Development with Primrose Schools. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Todd.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into our conversation, Bill, take a quick second to inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Sure, Todd. You know, early in my career, I was a shop teacher. I taught architecture and building construction, but I was always interested in the development field and made the determination in 1980 or early 80s that I'd make a move into building construction and development, and got the opportunity with Taco Bell to become a multi-unit development person for them. Recently joined Primrose Schools in 2009 as Senior Vice President of Development. And my team is responsible for finding the franchisees, people that have a vision that align with ours. We also do all the real estate for them. So we find their sites and develop the site for them so that they can focus on getting the school open.
We were talking a little earlier about Primrose Schools. Tell me a little bit more about your involvement and what Primrose Schools is.
Sure. Primrose started in 1982 as a half-day preschool. At some point, the founders realized that they needed to wrap child care services around the half-day preschool because of the demand that was there from the parents. Mm-hmm. So what they did is they wrapped that child care services around the balanced learning system that we have, and it created the system that we have today. Now we have over 300 schools across the country, coast to coast, and we're recognized as a leader in early education and care for children. Our mission really is to forge a path that leads to a brighter future for all children. So what we try to do, you know, my team is focused on making that happen wherever families need our services.
Well, you said a key number there, 300. I recognize that that's a recent milestone, yes?
Yeah, we opened a school not far from here in Brookhaven, just on the other side of 400. And it's a two-story school, opened it for a franchise owner here in the city. Normally, out in the suburbs, we buy an acre and a half to 2 acres, but it was a real creative project. We worked with Eastland Capital. They were doing a new mixed-use development. We were able to buy a 0.4 acre, so a lot less land than we typically buy. But since it had common parking, we built a two-story building. We have common parking, and the rest of the development, or the front end of the development, is retail. And kind of an interesting part of these types of developments is retailers love us because we don't use the parking on the weekends or nights when they need the parking the most. And secondly, we bring around 200 parents a day, twice a day, actually, onto the lot, and they're all buying customers. So it's a great co-use for the property.
That is nice. So this is the school in Brookhaven, correct?
Correct.
Is that the same as the school in Buckhead? Is that the same area, or are there two different schools?
Well, we're actually in process of trying to build a school in Buckhead. We have a location right across from the Lenox Mall and a two-story office tower that we're going to convert into a school.
Wow. So how does that change the school's footprint, or your footprint, as far as urban footprint?
Well, the urban footprint is real interesting. I really enjoy looking at buildings and figuring out how we can repurpose them. So it's a matter of finding the right space in the right area, but it can be anything from a existing two-story freestanding building that we're converting on North Roswell Road to, as I said, the office tower that we're doing in the Buckhead area. And the first urban school that we did in the country was here. We did it in Midtown Atlanta. It's on the plaza level, or the roof of the plaza level between Colony Square buildings there, a bunch of high rise buildings with a plaza in the middle. And it had a small building on the roof of that plaza that we were able to convert. It had been vacant for years. The owner wasn't really able to use it for anything else, but it was perfect for us because it's kind of tucked away and hidden. But we were able then to use the balance of the roof for playgrounds.
All right. Well, Bill, I live in Brookhaven. So where's the location exactly?
It's on Johnson's Ferry Road. Okay. There was a new development that was done just east of the grocery anchored center that's there.
Got it. Cool. Well, you said that you're always looking for an interesting building to repurpose. Is that typically how you do this, or do you build new also?
Well, we do both. Okay. Suburban growth is typically, like I said, an acre and a half to 2 acres. But when we get into the cities, it's very difficult to find that type of land. So we're typically repurposing a building of some sort.
Which I think is a cool way to do it. I like the idea of going in and creatively taking an older space and making it new and useful again. That's really cool. possible. All right, Bill Piarkey will return after this quick break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Bill Piarkey, Senior Vice President, School Development with Primrose Schools.
So, Bill, what other in-town locations are planned?
Well, at this point, we've got two additional units that are in process. One is in, as I said before, in the Buckhead area. Second one is just south of 285 on Roswell Road. That's a two-story building that we're buying from a developer who's developing a much larger parcel there, and we'll be converting that. Beyond that, we're looking for sites in Druid Hills, Decatur, and the West Paces Ferry Market. We have franchisees that are lined up and ready to go for each of those markets once we find a great opportunity.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. It's fun to see the growth here in Metro Atlanta, but also understand there's been some pretty significant national growth. Six new states you're in, coast-to-coast expansion. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's right. It's exciting to see the company moving from coast to coast. We opened last year in New Hampshire all the way to California and a number of states in between. Franchisees are building schools in the state of Washington and Oregon. So it is a big national expansion for us. We should open 30 schools this year.
Wow.
And we've got about 100 more that are in process that'll open over the next 2 to 2.5 years.
Very exciting.
Wow. So other than this awesome, massive expansion that's been going on, what sets Primrose apart?
Well, you know, Primrose program is really what sets it apart. We have very passionate franchisees. Very often, they're parents that were in the schools before. The people in Brookhaven were parents in the Midtown school and made the decision that they loved what their children were getting, and they decided to open their own school in Brookhaven when they had the opportunity to do it. That type of passion, that type of person opening a school and being in that school on a daily basis, connecting with the community, connecting with the families in the area, is really what makes it happen. Typically, the franchisees live right in the market. They're there on a day-to-day basis in the school, greeting the parents, greeting the families, and getting to know the families. So that connection with the families is really what makes it happen.
I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about the franchisees themselves. I mean, is that typical that a parent is the one that does that? I mean, this isn't a Moe's Southwest Grill we're talking about. This is a different kind of a thing. How do you hunt down? How do you find? How do you identify the right person to do this?
Well, people find us. As I said, oftentimes it's families or parents that have their kids in the school. About 70% of our franchisees either had kids in the school or were connected with children that were in the school and saw the value of what those kids were getting. So we do a lot of franchise advertising and searching for franchisees, mm-hmm. but that's our number one source is existing parents. And what we look for is passion. You know, people that if they come in and say they want to open a Taco Bell or a lube shop or a Primrose, we typically guide them that direction. But if they're coming in passionate about working with children and wanting to open one of our schools, that's the right person.
Hmm. We noticed that you have a blog, 360 Parenting Blog.
Yes.
Are these parents directly involved with that blog?
Well, they're not directly involved, but they have access to it. You know, okay. The blog is on our website. And the whole concept behind that is really to build a partnership between the schools, the parents, and the community so that we can create an environment where the kids can thrive.
Sure. Right. Really invest everybody into the movement.
Right.
Talk about any upcoming events or open houses. Is there a way for people who aren't as familiar with this, whether they want their child to go there or they want to maybe potentially open their own franchise?
Well, we have primroseschools.com is the primary website that they can get into and take a look at the events that are coming up. Here in Atlanta, we'll have the two schools I mentioned before opening about the end of the year. Both of those will have grand openings probably in December or January. So some events coming up. But across the country, we've got 30 schools opening this year. So there'll be lots of events, lots of grand opening events that'll happen in various cities across the country.
All right. Good stuff. Well, Bill, I hate to say it. We're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions? Where can they get franchise information? Where can they learn more about the Primrose Schools?
Sure. Again, primroseschools.com is the primary website. There is a franchising link on that website. And our main phone number is 770 799-5523.
Bill Piarchi, Senior Vice President, School Development with Primrose Schools. Bill, real pleasure to you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Bill Piarchi, my co-host, Brian, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.